All right, here's another holiday. President's Day. No, come on, are you serious? Go fuck yourself, President's Day, please. Halloween. Halloween is probably my least favorite of holidays, and the reason is twofold. One, because it points out in a personified way just how sexually repressed we are as a culture. And two, because it points out in a physical way just how uncreative and easily amused we are as a culture. As for the first part, come on, we've all seen the idea of sexy applied to a number of Halloween costumes that really border on the disconcerting. It's one thing for Pam in accounts receivable to get liquored up and wear a sexy cat outfit or nurse outfit or cheerleader ensemble or whatever classic sexy Halloween outfit has become the safe go-to outfit for the masses, but these usually have the opposite effect on me, not that anyone's wearing them with catching me in mind. I find myself more turned on by the girl who dresses as a sexy hobo. That's weird. And who wouldn't want to fuck a hobo? How about a sexy pigeon costume? Or an erotic AIDS patient? The other thing I, on a more specific and personal level, don't like about Halloween is that it's got a real amateur hour vibe to it for me. Excusing the irony, I wouldn't get on a soapbox and lecture about this, but I just feel like I do this sort of thing all the time because of my line of work, so donning a wig and beard and period outfit is no big deal. I can't share in your giddy enthusiasm about your Gandalf thingy. I imagine it must be similar to how alcoholics feel on New Year's. Amateur hour, they think, as they pass out in their puke. I do this almost every day. Or maybe it's similar to how the rich treat Christmas. You know, with a sense of the distinctiveness surrounding the day. But really, it's not that special. What? Taking a vacation and opening up presents? I do that virtually every day. I'm not trying to be a dick, but I'm rich. Think about it. Or maybe a better example is how the mentally ill must feel on Ash Wednesday. Yeah, you put strange markings on your face because an invisible man told you to. Surely someone must spend Ash Wednesday thinking to themselves, I feel like a fucking idiot. What is this, the Dark Ages? Thanksgiving. Okay, there's a bit of cognitive dissonance involved with this holiday as you get older. You're celebrating sustenance and family and a vague attachment to the founding of this country, which does seem to lose its glory with each bit of information about how we really got this land that sneaks its way through the fairy tale police. Thanksgiving is not an easy day to celebrate because of this. On the one hand, you have the simple, universally relatable theme of taking one day out of your busy, increasingly impersonal life to appreciate and be thankful for what you have. We'll get to that later. And on the other, you have the shameful actions of a bunch of elitist racists who thought nothing of killing savages in preemptive actions because they weren't civilized and they had all the corn. And we all know how that worked for the people who lived here already. If they weren't being killed and having their land stolen from them, they were being tricked into keeping warm under a blanket knowingly infested with smallpox that a generous federal agent donated to them. Of course, years later, they got us back by rigging their slot machines to play extra tight, but what are you going to do? At least they can get a family of five hammered on half a case of Milwaukee's Best, and that's nothing to drunkenly sneeze at and then wipe the snot on the sleeve of your filthy Wisconsin Badgers sweatshirt that you got from Goodwill. That is a huge savings over the years. But I do enjoy the story about the Indians teaching us how to make popcorn. Obviously, this was before we slaughtered them. I wonder if that was the first time popcorn was eaten in a snacky way. You know, by the white man and his family as they watched the slaughter. Also, what's up with oyster stuffing? Makes no sense on paper. All right, here's a footnote from before. This is when I was talking about, on the one hand, you have the simple, universal, relatable theme of taking one day out of your busy, increasingly impersonal life to appreciate and be thankful for what you have. Okay, here's the footnote. Except for people with diseases and life-altering debt. You know, it's funny how so many great and not so great literary stories or movies adapt the similar theme of how a poor family with seemingly nothing can be happier or more at peace or laugh more than a rich, well-fed family who have grown detached because they bicker over their money or for whatever reason. A Christmas Carol or It's a Wonderful Life or Fievel, an American Tale, it's all a childishly optimistic view of reality. It's what lets us ultimately mitigate the slaughter of, you know, fill in the name of the country where poor people are being rounded up and killed. Oh, those poor, terrified, malnourished people probably know a greater joy from just being alive and sharing a piece of goat eyeball around a dung fire than I do, especially with all that shit I'm getting from MacReady and development. Christ, I wish that asshole would get off my back. my birthday. While I realize that this is not yet recognized as a federal holiday, by the time this is published, if my agent is worth his commission, it will be. What will I have done to earn this? Does the gift of laughter mean anything to you people, huh? How about developing little watch TV shows? What about my work with the folks at the Office Depot over on Broadway and 8th? How about teaching indigenous tribes in the Amazon rainforest how to dig for fresh water and creating viable aqueducts, which I haven't done yet, but I intend to very soon. How about that? You know, my birthday should be a day of celebration and somber reflection, rather than what it is now, a day of mourning or penance.